The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Let's check it out, everybody. Jimmy Herzog, your host of the National Intel Report.
Okay, we're back, I think. Second hour of the American Awakening, Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. We're having some severe technical difficulties here, folks. I had a special surprise guest that was coming up second hour. We're not able to make a connection there as well. Just a second here. Let's see. I think, I'm getting a message from that guest. I'm going to... give me just a second, folks. Have to reschedule this. Anyway, getting back to where I was. Okay, so we had some technical difficulties. We're back. We were talking to Dave. Dave had a couple of more points to make, and after that I'll go to Patrick in Texas. So go ahead, Dave. You're on with Michael. Go ahead and finish your thoughts.
Okay, yeah, I know there's a delay and stuff. Mike in the control room told me that there was difficulties going on. But back to the point about
okay,
Ukraine.
Well, go ahead and
The Azov Battalion, the ones they used the people as human shields to make it look bad. You know, so it's like, oh, you get a couple dead bodies. You know, it's like, oh, it was Russia that did that, but they were the ones. The Ukrainians actually stop the civilians from fleeing and leaving, like the apartments and all that, like to leave to save themselves, you know? So because they would use them as human shields and they would shoot from schools and stuff. I'll let other people come on the phone, but I appreciate, you know, you let me call in. And then the only other thing is, how easy would it be to destroy a tank or whatever and paint a Z on it? Like it's all that, whatever they paint on some type of armored vehicle from whatever year, and say it's Russian tank that got destroyed. You know, all the equipment looks the same. And where's the javelins? I mean, a lot of the javelins got destroyed. There was a hypersonic missile strike the other day. You know, and then they destroyed all the weapons.
Right, Dave, I did a report on this last week or week before.
Yeah, and then even I think that a lot of the javelins that they even sent there were about to expire.
You're breaking up. I mean, Mike, he's...
You know?
It's our connection.
All the old weaponry we just sent them. And how easy would it be to blow up any type of, like, armor vehicle and paint
I'm going to have to let you go because you're breaking up. I can only hear half a
little. Like...
Yeah, we're probably going to have that trouble with all the calls, Mike. Our connection with you is just...
I got to let him go because I can't understand him. It's not his fault. He's breaking up.
It's my Maryland accent. I got
it. Let's try this again. Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Italian. Victoria Nuland spent like $2 billion setting up all of this stuff way in advance. And so this is all CIA money. We don't know who you're dealing with. These are all mercenaries, and they're just taking on a different name. But it's like, you know, the Tsar of Russia, he was holding off the money changers, and they didn't like that. They wanted full access to it, so they got him. They killed him, he stopped the Rothschild from getting his League of Nations, which is his first shot at centralized government, and Rothschild swore that he would get it, kill him, and he did. 1913, they ritualistic killed him and his whole family, and they took all. He was the richest man on earth. All of his money ended up in a New York federal Fed bank, the start of this in the Revolutionary War, Rothschild is what got in all the mercenaries, the Hessian mercenaries. He was fighting us. He'd done the same thing in the War of 1812. You know, Rothschild says, you know, renew my bank charter. There's going to be war. And Jefferson, no. And so we got the War of 1812. It was like the Balfour Agreement. That was between Rothschild and Lord Balfour. And the agreement was, you give us Palestine, we'll bring America into the First World War for you. And swing the war your way, and they did that. And who was it that didn't have central banks in the Second World War? Well, it was Germany, Japan, Italy, and then Iran, Iraq, and Libya. And what a coincidence! The Holodomor, you know, it was run by Leon Trotsky. You know, he said a mother's not hungry till she eats her children. The Soviet Union, run by Lenin, he says Catholic women are cockroaches. And if a woman was teaching her child about religion, they would send her to a gulag for 10 years and she couldn't go back home. And he had outrageous laws they just conjured up out of the blue. This is how they roll. You know, they're the ones that are behind all this. It's all their money, the central banking. They run it through the CIA, which the CFR created the CIA, according to Gunnarsson. So, all this, I just wanted to point that out. It's the big money, central banking, interest who are funding everything. They've been in every war since day one. And then in 1776, we declared our independence. They said, no, you're not. They declared, you know, they created the Illuminati in 1776. I'm going to let you go. I got a train cut.
Okay, well, I appreciate the history lesson there. Anyway, let's go to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hello, Chris.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead. Hey, yes.
Sorry. Shout out to Mike, the producer. Great, doing such a great job, and you too, sir. I just want to say that my goal in life right now is to get banned from Facebook. So I've been posting things like men cannot have babies, and there are only two sexes. I'm trying to see how long it takes. But I was going to just say that real quick. But about the Ukraine situation. Do you recall going back some years the so-called Civil War, because it's foggy for me because I wasn't paying as much attention, and also I'm sure what was being reported was bunk, was not the truth. But this stuff that Ukraine was doing to the eastern provinces, I remember the shelling. I remember all that. They called it a Civil War. That's what the... Do you remember what I'm talking about?
So right.
Would this be evidence
of
the
provocation? Yeah, that war's been going on for eight... Chris, that war's been going on for 8 years, and it hasn't been covered by the mainstream United States media. The Maidan massacre, the shelling of the eastern Lugansk and Donetsk, the Donbass region. Okay, you don't hear
that
anything
was real.
About that. No, I know it was real. Okay, there was
right.
a coup that was run on then President Poroshenko that. Victoria Nuland and John McCain was behind that. So the guy that's in there right now, Zelensky, is nothing more than an actor. He's a puppet, okay? He's at the will and the bidding of the United States government or the military-industrial complex or the globalists, the powers that be. Call it what you will, the deep state. And he's doing, as a matter of fact, when he made the speech last week to Congress, and Congress was touting of how emotional it was and how heart-wrenching it was, and we had to get these planes to him yesterday, blah, blah, blah. Half of his speech was quoting historical figures in the United States of whom he knows nothing about. So it was obviously written by Western speechwriters for him to foist out. Pardon me? Yes.
Wow.
So this is all a play. The United States' interest is to keep this war going as long as they can because there's an immense amount of money to be made off of it, number one. The military-industrial complex, $14 billion supposedly allotted for military and industrial or humanitarian aid. A vast majority of that money, I guarantee you, isn't going where they profess it to be going, to the American people. But, you know, there's a number of questions involved that cause it to be, you know, their explanations are something's rotten in Denmark, if you will, okay? It stinks to high heaven. The MiGs, they're talking about MiGs, giving them MiGs. Well, we don't manufacture MiGs in this country. Poland's the only country that has MiGs. So, I'm sorry, what are you talking about, right? The appropriations
right,
for humanitarian...
I'm sorry, you're going to ship them pilots and mechanics as well?
Well, that's the point. Where are you going to land the planes to begin with? Because the airports have been disabled by Putin, by the Russian forces, okay? And if any NATO country invades with any aircraft, okay, now it's on. Now it is World War III, okay? So whatever it is that Nancy Pelosi is professing with this $14 billion aid, jerking the heartstrings of the American people, helping out these people that aren't being killed by the Russians anyway, they're being killed by Azov forces and neo-Nazis, okay, this is all a dog and pony show. I don't know where all that money's going, but I'll guarantee you most of it is not going where they say it's going, Chris. Go ahead.
Did Ukraine fight back? Did they fight back previous years, the 8 years that you spoke of? And how did they fight?
You know, the only thing I did before I started reporting on this is I got an overview of the circumstances surrounding this. I watched a couple of videos on the Maidan massacre and what led up to it. As far as the infighting that was going on there, from what I understand, there are three neo-Nazi groups. One is controlled by a guy by the name of Stefan Banderas, if I remember correctly, and then there's a couple of other groups there. But these are the people that the United States is backing. They're backing with the military. It's the same thing that happened in Libya. They're saying, oh, my God, he's killing Gaddafi's killing his own people, and there's a civil war, there's a rebellion. No, it was Al-Qaeda and ISIS mercenaries that were hired and trained by the CIA, which were the ones that went into Libya. That's who really did it. And it was our government that was financing it. So, you know, I mean... But there's an old saying in the movie Outlaw Josie Wales, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining, okay? Because I know better. I've seen it. It's a playbook. They play it out every time, and they the heartstrings of the American people trying to get them on their side so they can justify the misappropriation of the funds that they supposedly are going to spend for, you know, for planes and weapons and all that stuff. It's nonsense. I guarantee you it is to further enhance. Go ahead.
Oh, no. So basically, Those people in the East, they are basically Russian-speaking Christian types that don't agree with what's going on in Ukraine.
Well, no. The Lugansk and Donetsk regions, Russia's already accepted, and their independence. Okay, they don't want to be a part of Ukraine. They're Russian-speaking people. Matter of fact, as soon as they overthrew Poroshenko, the new Ukrainian government immediately outlawed the use of speaking Russian in that country. Okay, so my question is, when you live in a neighborhood, and every one of your neighbors that moves in hates you, and they're all putting guns and bullets and machine guns and whatever they can pointed at you, okay, would you start being a little bit uncomfortable when they want to control the Ukraine? It's the same thing as what Khrushchev did in 1962 when they tried to put missiles in Cuba, and John F. Kennedy said, no, you're not. Get them out of there, or we will go to war. That's what the military-industrial complex and the NATO countries and this country wants to do, is put missiles right on Putin's doorstep. And Putin said, no, I've had enough of this. We're declaring the independence of these two regions, okay? We're not going to allow Ukraine to become a part of NATO, all right? That's it. End of story. Line drawn. And even in negotiations, the what's his name? Go ahead.
The media is the number one enemy, because all of this truth needs to get out, and it doesn't, right?
Yeah, the media gives you no truth. They give you nothing but spin. They give you what it takes to continue to allow you to drink Kool-Aid, poisoned Kool-Aid, about what's really going on over there. I don't say Putin's a good guy, but Putin, over the history of what's going on in that country, is absolutely justified in his minor incursion to surround those cities, to bomb the airfields, and to make a corridor to let those citizens get out. And they're not being able to get out because of these neo-Nazi troops holding them in there and holding them as shields. That's what's going on.
Amen, brother. Good job. I'll let somebody else.
You're not
going to
hear that
from
mainstream media.
Yeah, amen, brother. Thanks. Good job.
Okay, let's see. I'm still getting messages. All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Let's see. What time is it? What is the Skype handle for RBN? RBN, okay. Yeah, hold on. RBN, folks, I'm sending a message. Let's see. I'm sending a message to my surprise guest here. Is that what it is? Help me out here, Mike. Hello, Mike. Context sent to the conversation. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. All right. Let's see. We got another caller. I think we got another caller on the line here. Somebody just called in. I don't know who it is. I can't see it on the screen. Have we got a caller? Whoever the caller is, go ahead.
Okay,
Andy.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead,
Andy. Andy in Texas. Hey, so your special guest must be the ghost of Kiev?
No? Yeah, that guy that shot down the 6 MiG-29s, huh? Yeah, he shot him down with a BB gun, too. Yeah, go ahead.
No. No, it's... I want to kind of change the subject here, because, I mean, what's really happening right now, and people aren't seeing this because they're not seeing it too much in the grocery stores and this and that and the other, but our food supply is going to be detrimentally destroyed here shortly, I'd like to hear some things from people as to how they're going to get through this. What do you think is coming up as far as our food supply goes, Mike?
Well, as I go to the grocery store, I notice certain items that are missing or very low on the shelves. Certain goods that I usually get, snacks, I eat when I'm Ubering and so forth, and they're gone or they're very in short supply. But as time goes on, just like the plug I made in the first hour about SeedArmory.com, buying your own seeds and growing your own food, this is going, folks, we all must realize this is going to get really serious. And if you haven't obtained a good food supply, you're going to be at the mercy of the government. Roll up your sleeve, take a shot, and go into the camp, or you're not going to get fed. We got to go to a break. Hold on, Andy. I'll be back in three. Stick around. More to come.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, sitting in on this Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. I do have my mystery guest. We're going to close out Andy. We were talking about the possible food shortages here, and then I'm going to bring up my mystery guest, and I'm going to tell you who he is. So hold on just a second here. Let's close out Andy. Andy, you got anything you want to add?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking that people are losing their priorities here. I mean, I've heard a lot of people calling up on the radio shows, and they're talking about pretty much insignificant stuff, good information and whatnot. But, I mean, going forward as far as survival goes, I mean, we really should be having conversations about how we can do this, how we can get together, how are you interacting with your society, how are you going to get through this food shortage? Because I think by the end of this summer, we're going to have food riots, people breaking into stores, the dine and dash kind of thing, go steal stuff. This is going to happen, and they're making it happen. They did it on purpose. They're killing our food supply. It's all about depopulation. If you take a look at everything these people have been doing, it's all about depopulation, and it goes back years and years and years. I would just say, let's go with fluoride in 1948 or something like that. That was the beginning of, hey, let's kill these people, if not before, with cigarettes and stuff.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, we get the fluoride situation, which I did a show on with my daughter many years ago. We also have how glorified it was to smoke cigarettes. You know, your doctor prefers Camels. I remember those commercials, you know, and it was all designed to, you know, to bring down the population at the naivety of the American people. But anything, I agree with you. There are shows out there that are talking about that. Maybe I should talk a little bit more about that in the future. And you know, I may very well do that. In the meantime, I'll plug seedarmory.com. If you want to start growing your own food again, tell them that you called in, you heard on RBN, and we'll give you a discount. Anyway, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And with that, let me introduce my mystery guest. Okay, you bet, Andy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And I agree with what you're talking about, Andy. Well, Mr. Jack Blood, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, Michael. You're running a great show right now.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, Jack. And, you know, it's been a while since we talked. And for those of the long-term listeners, you know, that have a history, I have to tell you a little bit about Jack. I met Jack a long, long time ago in Austin, Texas. Jack may not even remember, but there was, refresh my memory, Jack, there was some kind of a demonstration going on that Alex Jones had down at the governor's mansion. I believe that's where I ran into you. And this is, gosh, what, 15 years ago or something like that. But I have to tell you, Jack, I've listened to you sub-host for Alex Jones many years ago. I will never forget the interview you had with then-commentator, the late, great Tim Russert, on those secret societies with John Kerry and George W. Bush. You remember that, I'm sure. That's a classic in the annals of Jack Blood interview history, my friend.
It's funny you bring that up, because happy 3-2-2. It's 3-2-2 today, and...
Dude,
and nobody talks about Skull and Bones or secret societies anymore. That's crazy talk. So we don't do that. But yeah, no, we probably met when we won a lot of things in Austin when I was down there. And I'm one of the founders of this network that you're on right now. And I know that because you're still playing the production from 2004 that I made. But, no, we were protesting Gardasil, forced vaccinations for kids. Funny how it all comes around. And we won that. We won that. We won the toll road issue. We won forced checkpoints issues. We won a lot of stuff back then before everybody started, you know, dividing and conquering. So, I guess that's the overall message, isn't it? If we would have stayed together back then, Deborah Medina would have been governor and probably president right now.
Oh, yes, I remember that name. And I have to tell you, I want to address this. We're going to come up on a break here shortly, Jack, but it's interesting that you bring that up because you said, and I wasn't really a part of that. I was on the air, but I wasn't really active in it. But you guys were, and you were forcing the issue on a number of different things, of which you had victories. And it was because of the commonality. It was because of the grassroots. It was because people were together in mindset. And right now, they've driven a wedge between us with this divide and conquer and critical race theory, and nobody trusts anybody else. And it's very difficult, Jack, to even find a group, if you will, of like-minded people that trust one another enough to even try to address an issue. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the potential of this network. And I hope, like, when we come back from this break, I hope we can kind of enunciate some of that. We can kind of articulate it, because I see that. That's my job, is I see that divide and conquer BS that happens every single day. And we need to watch out for those landmines, for sure.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it's interesting that you bring that up because, well, we got to go to a break. I'll continue with this act after the break with my special guest, the one and only Jack Blood. Goes back a long way, folks. We'll be back in 3.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just nod if you can hear me. Is there anyone home? Come on, come on. Down. I hear you breathing down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, relax, relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts.
All right. Hey, folks, we're back. National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you. Someplace in the eastern or the southern part of Arizona. Talking about trailblazers, John Stadtmiller was a trailblazer. Jack Blood is a trailblazer. Alex Jones, like him or dislike him, was a trailblazer. This network was formulated, okay, for like-minded people to have a forum to get information and to come together and to try to get things done. And back in the day, Jack, as I witnessed firsthand, you appeared at a lot of those, gatherings, those demonstrations, and so forth. And like you said, you did get a lot of things done. How can we correct that? How can we bring that back together, Jack?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say CNN hit me up about a month ago to do this big Alex Jones documentary, and I told them to go. I know we're like trying not to use the F word, but I told them to do that. And then it's super funny because they started promoting it on CNN. The first thing I told them is, you're going to just be promoting Alex Jones. And you know what? All their fans at CNN, like all five of them, they didn't want to see it, and they had to pull it. And it's so funny that they were going to fly me to New York or wherever to, you know, do anti-Alex Jones stuff. And I'm like, no way, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not going to be on that CNN side of things. Look, I mean, it's a divide and rule, divide and conquer theory, Michael. And that's just what we have to understand. The British used that on India. You know, this is a tried and true method. Rome, I'm sure, used that many times too. You know, you're with us or you're with the terrorists, as George Bush used to say. And if you were against them and not with them, they'd do exactly what your caller said earlier, what the Azov Battalion does. They'll torture you and kill you and shoot you in the back. You know, so we are up against some incredible times, and I think the listeners of RBN understand that. But one thing you don't want to do is start falling into kind of Fox News speak. You know, we can't do that. We have to find common ground. And the best example of this is when Ron Paul started the Tea Party, and people in Austin might remember that. We went down into the river and we threw these boxes that had IRS, CIA, NSA, like all this stuff. We threw them into the river. And that's how the Tea Party started. And then that got taken over as Occupy got taken over. And then the Occupy people were told, and their representatives were told, to look at all the Tea Party people like as racist. But when we first went down, when that all first started, I called it Occu-Tea. We had so much in common. They hated the banks. They were anti-war. They were anti-interventionalists, right? They were all the things, and this is could have been the model for government and for world and global foreign policy. We could have followed that and been in a so much better place, but they just didn't want us to get together. And the only way that they can control the middle is if the far left and the far right are completely hate each other. So right now, I heard a caller you had call in earlier, and he's like, well, the Azov Battalion, but he didn't mention C-14 or the right sector and all these guys in Ukraine right now that we're funding. But we were told for the last several years to punch a Nazi because he has a Trump hat on or whatever, you know? And now we're punching Nazis, but we're funding them at the same time. That's duplicitous. It's hypocrisy. And really, what's more important is it's cognitive dissonance. So if you can figure out a way to check your cognitive dissonance, that means you have two opposing ideas in your head at the same time, and you're trying to talk about it. If you could check that and figure out a way to get that through and have a cogent message, then you'll start attracting other people. But they don't want us to do that. And the mainstream media right now, that is their primary job, and that's why they're so threatened by the alternative media like RBN.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because you're talking about the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street. They used the same tactics with, you know, they brought racism into the picture. And now they're using the same thing again with racism, critical race theory, and everybody's a racist, blah, 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 blah. It's anything they could use, any tool that they have to keep us separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the battalions
so
over
whose
there,
fault
it's
is
interesting.
That?
What
Michael, whose fault is that? Is that, you have to expect that they're going to do that. So is it our fault for not finding common ground? You know, and I know it's hard, especially people that listen to RBN. It's probably really hard to go to the other side and go, hey, we agree with you. We shouldn't have vaccine passports and la, la, la. You know, I mean, you can, you know, put anything in the underline that you want. But they don't, and we don't, and that's the war. That it's literally a civil war. Forget about the civil war in Ukraine or the phony civil war in Syria or Yemen or wherever else they have a civil war. Man, we have a civil war going on right here, and we could
beat them. It's a psychological civil war, Jack.
We could beat them by finding that common ground, man. It's a 90% rule. You're 90% with people. I guarantee if we go talk to people on the extreme left, you know, and go find those people, they'll be against the banks and the Federal Reserve and all the stuff we're against. So what's the problem?
Well, that's an interesting question. I know the tactics that they abuse. And when you were talking about the, you know, using the race card, also they did the same thing with ISIS and Al Qaeda. Okay, they funded ISIS. They're funding, and I want to cross on this. This appropriations bill that Nancy Pelosi has just got, it's $14 billion supposed weapons, humanitarian aid to the Ukraine. And from your perspective, where is that money really going, Jack? I don't think it's going to Poroshenko or Vladimir Zelensky.
No. I mean, read Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. It'll tell you where
John
the
Perkins.
Money goes. Yeah, that's where
goes.
Yeah,
I had him on my show.
That's where the money goes. The money goes to the top guy, and that's why everybody kills everyone around them to be the top guy. And you get all the money. Like right now, Putin... Right, I'm no fan of Putin, but I want to, at this point, quote Bill Hicks. All governments are liars and murderers, okay? So let's just get that straight right now. But the money goes to the dictator. The dictator takes all the money, and then when they catch him, he flees to another place and with his 50-some million dollars or billion dollars, you know. And this is why – this is one of the reasons why during the Obama administration, we went out and we took out Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. We took out Gaddafi. We stole Goldman Sachs – literally, you can go look this up. Goldman Sachs literally took all their money. And they're doing that to Putin right now, because not only does Russia have almost – $1 trillion in liquid cash, which is no bueno. You're not allowed to do that. But he has numbered bank accounts. They want to take, they don't even care. What is it? 10 billion here, 10 billion there. They're getting that. They are getting that. And I think sometimes we miss the forest from the trees, right? I'm taking their money. I'm right now, supposedly, we're going out and grabbing yachts from Russian billionaires, you know? I mean, who does that? Like, what if Russia came over here and said, we're taking all the yachts from American billionaires? Like, that wouldn't go down too good.
Well, it looks from, you know, from perspective. And by the way, and I'll apologize once again, because I predicted a couple of months ago that this wasn't going to happen. And I had words, because I really didn't think that there was going to be a war or an
incursion
in Ukraine. But look,
it was going to happen the whole time.
Let me finish my thought. Okay, now that it's happened. Okay, I was going to say, now that it's happened, you know, pardon my naivety, but it happened. Okay. Do you foresee them escalating this? As far as I'm concerned, these people will stop at, including blowing up the planet to you know, tech. And it's a concern a lot of people. Is this going to escalate to a, you know, at least a limited nuclear exchange?
No.
What do you think?
No, absolutely not. So that's never going to happen, and that's I'm getting that from all the experts. The experts have, and I'll name them if you want. One of them is Billy Burns, the head of the CIA right now. The other one I heard you play earlier, Colonel McGregor. Like, this has been, they've been warning about this for a long time. So it's not a big surprise. And so what I look at when I see something like this is, you know, what's the fallout and who benefits? So on the fallout side, man, all kinds of things can happen. There's going to be a cyber attack on America. They're going to blame on Russia. That will be the third thing now after COVID, Russia, cyber attack. I mean, people will fold just like they did during COVID. There's going to be a false flag chemical bio attack in the Ukraine, just like they did in Syria, and everybody fell for it, including Trump, right? There's a global economy fail, a dollar crash, which again, I heard you talk about earlier. The petrodollar is in danger, and people, I think Americans need to get real serious about that, because that's a major problem. That's gonna turn your dollars into rubles. That's not a good thing, right? And the ending of free speech 3.0, I mean, the refugees, I mean, this is the fallout. On the who benefits from it, the military-industrial complex. China is sitting in the catbird seat. The Saudis are telling us what to do and not taking Joe Biden's phone calls, right? And that includes Iran, that includes the United Arab Emirates, like all that stuff, right? I mean, metals, right? That changes everything because Russia has platinum and aluminum. It's gonna affect your life in ways you cannot possibly imagine. And then you get to gold and silver. But it's funny how as soon as we got to this conflict, COVID ended. Like literally that day. Like COVID ended. In my town, I live in Seattle, Washington. Right, I'm a bouncer by trade. That's what I do. You know, I work in clubs as security. I bounce you, you know, and I check your ID, passports, and all that kind of crap, right? It's over. It's just over. It's over because there's an election this year, a midterm election, and it's over because we've moved on to something else. There's going to be another thing that we're moving on to. And I love how China is just sitting there going, well, you know, I mean, they're our neighbors and we're not going to do anything, but they're going to buy their oil. And Mike, they're going to buy their oil at 10 cents on the dollar if these sanctions work the way they're supposed to. Of course, they won't, because Halliburton and anyone that has enough clout to beat the sanctions are going to beat them. And there's eliminating all the competition. As Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. And that's how they do it with these sanctions. They did it in Iraq, and all the players went in, and they got no bid contracts on everything because there's a sanction, but then you have credentials, so you get to beat the sanctions. And Russia knows that. They know that. They don't care. They're not scared. They have amassed a mass amount of liquidity over the last, you know, whatever it is now, over 10 years since the revolution, the Orange Revolution in Ukraine. Man, they're prepared for this. They're hunkered down. And because we are constantly talking crap about Russia, I know a lot of Russians, man. They have no choice but to stick behind their guy, right? And when you attack their guy, you're attacking all of them. And that's how they see it, man. So there's so much to this. There's so many different levels to all of this. But trust me, the international bankers, you know, the military and security industrial complex, tech industry, man, they're already 8 moves ahead. And we're the victims of that. We're the pawns, you know, and I just wish people would understand that. And that's what we have in common.
Wow. what do you say to that? Well, I'll tell you what, you know, at the end of the day, you said that we're going to be spending our dollars in rubles. These sanctions that have been foisted, that, you know, our pseudo president gets up and talks about, it's going to be damaging to Russia. The only people I see it's damaging is us. And I see it every day when I fill up at the gas pump to go Uber. Gas prices have tripled since he took office, yet Jen Psaki and Nancy Pelosi blame it on Putin. We know that's a lie, but does the public at large actually believe that tripe, Jack?
Look, man, we were just quarantined for almost 2 years. They'll believe anything. Like, I wasn't sure until this all happened. They'll believe anything, and there's nothing we can do about it other than to communicate the way we're doing right now. And I hope people understand that and get off of the, you know, I heard you talking about this earlier, Mike, you know, don't give the poor people money. Well, you know what poor people are? Anybody that isn't super rich, right? So austerity starts at the top, and I'm for 100% for giving poor working people money and no taxes and you know, money to put money on Main Street and not on Wall Street. And we're not talking about that. That is not the conversation on the mainstream media. And by the way, not even in the alternative media. They miss it. You either have people on one side that says, you know, let the government run our health care and everything, or people on the other side, no health care for anyone, go F yourself, you know. So we are in a really weird place right now, and it's not going to be World War III. It's going to be a 20-year Cold War that we're going to have to pay for and not get anything back in return. And so I'm a working poor person. I work, right? Like, I'm sure most of your listeners are in the same position. I work, and now my money doesn't go anywhere. Well, wait till they – because I think this could happen. Wait till they suspend the petrodollar, man. The ripple effects on that are going to be brutal. And there's one thing I'm going to say before I cut off here. I saw this, remember Charlie Rose, you know, the groper? Oh, groper, yeah. Charlie Rose. He was the most distinguished man in news at some point on the Petroleum Broadcasting System, PBS. And he had the three kings, right? It was Brent Scowcroft, Henry Kissinger, and Zbigniew Brzezinski. And his final exit question was, what needs to happen now? And they all said to a man, America's had it too good for too long. And that's what they're trying to do, you know? So they're trying to bring us down to an equivalent of a world economic, you know, weekly salary. Well, we can't do that. I can't do that here. It's $2,000 a month to rent an apartment where I live. Like, I can't do that. You know, it's not possible. So if you're taxing me 10% on everything I buy, I live in a no-tax state, but they take it out on you in other ways, you know. Man, we're all dead. Like, we can't do this. There's no way. You're not going to give anything to your children the way it's going. So what are you going to do?
Grow your own food and live out in the abyss. I don't know, you know. I mean, you're painting a pretty dismal picture here. But I do agree with you. And, I Uber in Tucson, Arizona. And I've been down here for a year and a half, and I've seen the homeless population triple over that time, and I'm not sure what to equate it to, whether it's the lifting of the moratorium on landlords collecting what it is. All I know is I used to see one occasionally on an overpass. Now I see them all over the place, on the islands, on the street corners, everywhere.
Yeah.
I took a passenger up to Phoenix 2 weeks ago, and on Indian School corner, I'm not exaggerating, both Island Street, there were tents as well as shopping carts on both sides of both blocks. I mean, it's getting to the point where this is becoming a third world country. The infrastructure, the $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill that they supposedly passed to rebuild the roads and the bridges and blah, 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 blah. The infrastructure here is crumbling. It's absolutely horrendous. Nancy Pelosi's moving out of San Francisco because she bought a $50 million mansion in Florida. Well, she already pooped all over San Francisco. Okay, so you know, obviously, even with myself.
And Nancy Pelosi is 80-some years old. She has no business, and they've been profiting. Everybody knows they've been profiting. Her and her husband have been profiting off of, you know, the largesse of infrastructure bills forever. And that's when you hear infrastructure bill, you hear, because Obama did this too. It was the CARES Act or whatever the hell they did. Man, all they did was put signs up on the highway. They didn't do anything, and they just paid off their cronies. That's what, I mean, that's what Americans should understand, whether you're right or left or whatever. Man, when they say that stuff to you, it's basically we're paying off all our cronies after the election. And you notice those bills always go right after the election because they immediately have to pay off their cronies. You know, it's not going to help us. It's not going to help us. And hey, man, I ran a radio station in Phoenix. So I know a little bit about Arizona. It's a 50,000-watt radio station, and we changed everything. Like, we made a major impact on that state, and I still love Arizona, you know, for that reason. And it's another no
was
state.
Was it KFNX by chance?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
I started that.
Francis Battalion.
I brought that station. I took that station over. When we came, we bought that station. It's $5 million or whatever, you know, and we bought that station and changed the programming from AM adult contemporary to what you guys are doing now, but we were way more extreme than you, so you know, it's just how it goes. And we had a lot of people that were with us, you know, but that's not enough. Like, media, like what you all are doing is great, but it's not enough. It's just not enough. And I learned that being an activist. It's not enough. And the one thing is, we can't be going, well, don't give the poor their... I hate this, Mike. Don't give the poor money for not working. When you banned me from working, like, give me money for... You're paying me to not work because you banned my entire industry.
I hear the music. We're out of time. Well, Jack, it's been a pleasure. Up at some point in the future. You've just basically blown my mind.
JackBloodHotmail.com.
Folks, I hope you enjoy.
Hit me up. We'll do this all day.
Okay, man. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. And I apologize for the technical difficulties earlier on. End of another show, folks. We'll see you same next week. Stay out of trouble. Hey, buy some seeds. See you later.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.